أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقيل لهم تعالوا قاتلوا في سبيل الله أو ادفعوا، قالوا لو نعلم القتال لاتبعناكم، هم للكفر يومئذ أقرب منهم للإيمان، يقولون بأفواههم ما ليس في قلوبهم والله أعلم بما يكتمون. In the previous ayats we read that the munafiqeen, that Allah Ta'ala makes such occasions to come about so that the true believers can be made known from the munafiqeen. So all conditions that come, sometimes it appears very hard and difficult conditions, like the battle of Uhud, the battle of Badr, very hard condition. But one of the wisdoms of Allah is to distinguish and separate the believers from the non-believers, from the munafiqeen, which are really the non-believers. So Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explains further with regard to that. And this is all not only a history lesson for us, but for us to take lessons in our daily lives. We are facing this situation also all the time. Allah brings conditions in our lives, and that is to make it clear to us, to the ummah, that who are the true believers and who are the munafiqeen. There are many of us that we don't even know that nifaq, hypocrisy is in our hearts. We are convinced we are true believers. And the Quran Sharif is that kitab, the more we read it, the more it reads us. And it will tell us what our condition is. More than any scan, any x-ray, any sauna can tell us what our physical conditions are, the Quran tells us our spiritual condition. The only condition is that we have some sincerity, at least with ourselves, that we wish at least the good of our own self. And our stubbornness and our pride must not stop us, that it stops us from our own good also. And that we die in the state that this hypocrisy is in our heart. Hypocrisy in the heart means kufr in the heart. And if we die in that condition, we all can understand what it is, eternal misery in Jahannam, complete deprivation of Allah's rahmat and Jannah, and to suffer in Jahannam with all its sufferings forever. So yeah, the Quran scans us further also and makes the source of this the battle of Badr Uhud. So Allah says, in the previous Allah says, Allah made this so that it can be clearly known who are the believers from the non-believers, the munafiqeen. وَقِيلَ لَهُمْ تَعَالُوا قَاتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. اور کہا گیا ان کو کہ آؤ لڑو اللہ کے راہ میں. And it was said to them, that is all the Muslims, including the munafiqeen, that it was not known that they are munafiqeen. They were all regarded as Muslims because their nifaq was hidden in their heart. So it was told them, come, let us fight in the path of Allah, for Allah's pleasure, for Islam, for deen, for Islam, for the protection of the Muslims. Awid fa'u. Ya dafa karo dushman ko. Or if you don't want to fight for Islam, and you don't want to fight for the Muslims, then at least fight to protect us. Because if the enemy defeats us and they enter into our city, they will not see who are the believers and non-believers. They will not see that who is in what condition. The enemy, when they conquer a city, they cause havoc and destruction. They destroy everything. So if you don't want to fight for Islam and for Iman, then at least fight to save yourself, your families, your property, your business. To save that, at least fight for that. From Yam, Mufassirin have written that the only real jihad is that is which is for Allah and for Islam. If we fight to save our property, etc., only for that, then that is not the level of jihad which is in the path of Allah Ta'ala. But it was said to them that if you don't want to fight for Islam, then at least fight to save your property, your family, your businesses, etc. What did they say? And Allah brings this condition that what is hidden in the heart comes on the tongue. So So they said, قَالُوا لَوْ نَعْلَمُ قِتَالًا لَتَّبَعْنَاكُمْ. بولے اگر ہم کو معلوم ہو لڑائی تو البتہ تمہارے ساتھ رہے. If we knew that this is a fight, a battle, if this is jihad, if this is fighting war, then we would have definitely joined you. But according to them, what they had said, that this is no war, this is suicide. That they are 3,000 strong, well prepared for their battle, and we are only 1,000. We are one fighting three, and we have got no arm and ammunition. We are not prepared for the battle. They are 3,000 strong. So they said, this is no war. Had it been war, we should have joined you. This was just the excuse they were making. They said, this is no war. This is going to committing suicide, that we're going openly into our death and into our destruction. So Allah says with regard to this, هُمْ لِلْكُفْرِ يَوْمَئِذٍ أَقْرَبُ مِنْهُمْ لِلْإِيمَانِ. وہ لوگ اس دن کفر کے قریب رہے بنسبت ایمان کے. By saying this, they were more closer to kufr. In other words, the Quran is still just sort of covering up for them. But it is that they were more closer to kufr than what they were to iman. They have made manifest what was in their heart, their kufr which was hidden in their heart. And like this for us also, where the Caucasians come, that we normally speak talks of iman, big talks of iman. At the top of our voices we say that only Allah does. Allah is the only doer. But when COVID, little bit small problem came, then we forgot what Allah says. Then we forgot what we were shouting so loud, that Allah is the only doer. Now we started following the protocols of the kuffar. And as everyone should be knowing, that it is all splashed on the internet yesterday, that the person who had prepared all these protocols, some Dr. Fusi, he has admitted himself that this was a whole hoax, and it was just lies. That this social distancing and this mask, etc., was just one big hoax. Now they have admitted it themselves. How sad for how many Muslims, scholars, that we followed what they said and we forgot what Quran said. How many of us abandoned the masjid? We were not going to the masjid. How many of us closed the masjid? Those who were the mutawallis, how many masjids we closed? How many of us reported people who were going, trying to go to the masjid secretly? We were reporting them to the police. So we must see what our iman is. At least for ourselves, if we're going with this kufr in our heart to the qabr, we are facing great destruction. At least between us and Allah, we must make sincere tawbah. And we must ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. And for the future, never listen to anyone else, no matter what arguments they present. We must follow what Quran and Hadith tells us, what Allah Ta'ala tells us. So Allah says, هُمْ لِلْكُفْرِ يَوْمَئِذٍ أَقْرَبُ مِنْهُمْ لِلْإِيمَانِ. They were closer to kufr than what they were to iman. And the calls and shouts of iman were just a big hoax also. It was just to bluff people. يَقُولُونَ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ مَا لَيْسَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ. کہتے ہیں اپنے منہ سے جو نہیں ان کے دل میں. They were saying with their mouths that which was not in their hearts. They were saying that only Allah does. Allah is the only doer. We must only obey Allah's commands. Our success lies in following the commands of Allah. All that loudly we were saying. But then we said now our success is in following the protocols. Our success is in not coming to the masjid, is in staying at home, etc. In that we will get salvation. And in that we will get saved. We spoke our actions. We lied what we were saying with our tongue. And we proved to ourselves that hidden kufr that was in the heart. So anyone who diagnoses himself and sees this for his own good, he should make sincere dova and ask Allah for forgiveness. And if we, that pride does not allow us and we still want to justify ourselves, we can carry on like that, and then at the time of mort we will see the consequences. May Allah guide us to righteousness, inshallah. Wallahu a'lamu bima yaktumun. Aur Allah khoob janta hai jo kuch chupate hai. And in any case, Allah knows perfectly well what we are hiding in our hearts, more than what we know ourselves. We can think, I was sincere, and we can make 1,000 excuses. Tu agar na chahe, to baate hazaar hai. If you don't want to accept, you can make 1,000 excuses, but you are just bluffing yourself. Sincerity is to admit our mistakes. And if we not even publicly, at least just between us and Allah, we should ask forgiveness. And we should now work on our iman, that if Allah tests us again with any such condition, that we only follow the commands of Allah and His Rasul. We don't follow, and worst of all, we follow the kuffar, whose hearts and brains are filled with kufr, whose bodies are filled with najasat and napaki, whose thoughts are all crooked and wrong. We follow them and we leave the commands of Allah and His Paak Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one side. How weak ever did we not become. So Allah guide us to righteousness and awe, and this comes to us every day in our lives. These conditions come, whether it's a small argument with the wife, whether it is at the workplace, whether anything else, then what is in the heart comes out. And in fact, in another ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا تُخْفِي صُدُورُهُمْ أَكْبَرُ. And what they are hiding in their hearts is even more bigger. This what they just, it slipped out of their tongue. What was hidden in their heart, that's just a small thing. The other big kufr which is still in the heart, that is still hidden, that is still there. So we have to, and if we are not making our daily dhikr and cleansing our heart, we are not sitting in the company of the pious by which we get purified. We are not reading Quran Sharif with the niyat that it must cleanse us and show us our fault. All these righteous things we are not doing, then we are in the, just in darkness all the time. And then we cannot see the light. Allah save us and guide us, our family and all, and that we be outwardly also true Muslims, inwardly also true Muslims. Muslims for this dunya's life and Muslims for akhirat's life also. May Allah Ta'ala guide us and be kind and merciful to us. Wa akhiru da'wana.